All right, we've got fresh batteries. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Great, I can hear you. Well, if I can hear you and you can hear me, then that means that we're probably making noise as we're recording. So
probably.
We should probably talk about fishing stuff instead of this stuff. Hey, look it. Here we are with another place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz and Captain Josh Olive. I, of course, am Josh, and I will do the interrogating. Robert will sit over there, and he will supply the answers, or else.
Waterboarding.
We have the clamps firmly in place, so if we don't like the answers, we'll just apply voltage, and we'll see if we get a better one.
Nice.
You ready to rock and roll this thing?
As good as I'm going to get.
All right. We begin, as always, with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Very slow. Very slow. They're catching a couple Mayan cichlids up there on Shell Creek. And a few sand bream, but that's all I've heard.
Sand bream in the creek?
Yeah. It's the only two fish I've heard of. A couple guys have seen some tarpon rolling and a whole lot of gar rolling. And then the plecos coming up and gulping on the surface. But no snook, no nothing else. Just bleh. Typical.
Okay.
Same thing at the 75 bridge.
Should I just copy and paste that?
You pretty much could.
All right, let's see.
It hasn't been much up there
copy.
At all.
Paste.
One guy that's been fishing up there in the canal right there by Darce Park, he's been like, nope. I can't even catch anything. I've caught a couple Mayan cichlids, and that's it.
Nice.
The snook stopped biting. He didn't catch any more sawfish, because he caught two sawfish in, like, 5 days. Little babies.
Moving on, then. 41 Bridges, Live Oak Point Park area.
A few snook at night. Been a few tarpon rolling in the mornings. A guy caught a couple of small trout. And mangrove snapper. And another guy caught a black drum. I would not say that it's gangbusters. And I would not say that that would be my first place to go.
Okay, but if you were going to go there, would you go at night?
I would go at night, definitely. Better chance of getting a snook or maybe a tarpon. But overall, no, I wouldn't go there.
Okay. Then we'll stop talking about it.
Okay.
Move on to Lashley Park.
Closed
Pier.
For the next year.
So, and the reason that we're mentioning that is because we have had some TV news reports indicating that it might be closed for another 12 to 18 months. So, could be a little while before you're legally allowed to go back out there and fish.
And I like the way you said legally, because there has been people fishing off of there.
Oh, yes.
But just because they're doing it doesn't mean they're legal.
And hey, if you want to be a sneaky Pete, then go on. Go ahead out there.
Yeah, sneaky Pete out on an open, long pier that can be visualized from the 41 bridge and just about any other area of the parking lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, whatever happens, happens.
Yep.
You know, if you get a citation for being in a place that you're not allowed to be, well, hey, that's
right.
Kind of on you.
Exactly.
So. The Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier. One little baby bull shark, and that was it.
Okay.
Very slow. Like, slow. Almost turtle slow.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier. What do we got there?
Port Charlotte Beach Pier. There's been a few snook at night. There was a couple trout caught off of there that were undersized. A guy caught a baby redfish off of there, too.
Okay.
And that's all I've heard. Once again, slow. Not my first choice.
I don't think anywhere in the Upper Harbor is going to be your first choice right now.
Nope, it will not be.
Except for maybe this next spot, which is the Salt and Brackish Water Canals of Port Charlotte, and only because they happen to be in your literal backyard.
Kinda, so. Yeah. Yep, she caught another one last night.
Okay.
Not trying. Like, it hit it while she was retrieving it.
Just by accident?
Yep, pretty much.
Yep, and that's those black drum back there.
Just like the night before. So for this one, I was watching her reeling it in.
Nice.
There's also been a lot of little snook in there, but people are starting to talk about the sand bream that they're catching off their docks. That rain that we had last week started moving some of those spillways a bit. I actually saw a little bit more leaf lettuce come over. Or water lettuce, I'm sorry. So, tells me the spill dams are flowing just a little bit, or at least were for a moment. Which, that's where I would go look for some of those snook and possibly tarpon that might hit. Because they darn sure aren't hitting behind the house.
Even though they're back there.
They're blowing up.
You see
them. But they ain't hitting... They aren't hitting anything worth throwing at them, that's for sure. It's not for lack of trying, either. It's a wee bit frustrating.
Gotcha.
But what can you do?
You can do what this says and try the spillways for actual catching.
There you go.
So.
I like it.
That's what's written here.
Perfect.
So, the El Jobin Pier.
I didn't get a single report this week for there. Got nothing at all. I had one guy that was going to go out there, but I never heard back to see how he did.
Alrighty then.
So that's not necessarily a bad thing or a great thing. It's just kids are back at school, been hot, miserable, lots of thunderstorms, a few late in the evening and through the night, and then a lot in the early morning. So I understand why these reports are going to be a little hodgepodge.
Yeah. We get what we get.
Yep.
And that's it. Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing. Still no report on that either.
Okay. South Gulf Cove canals.
Same thing. I got nothing in there.
No reports.
Unfortunately.
The West Wall.
West Wall, I got a few reports. Redfish up underneath, well, kind of under the bushes, but near every creek. Where there was any consistent moving water, there was at least a couple of redfish out in the 3 to 4 feet of water range, so they're not up in the shallows at all.
Okay.
And they're catching them on cut bait, cut pinfish, cut ladyfish. One guy caught a couple on crabs. Where he got those, I have no idea. And then there's been a few snook over there too, but not very many. There were some pompano cruising the bar, but honestly, from what I've heard, there's netters have been out there a little bit, so I think that's what's happening. Besides, some of the guys just go back to the same spot every day and catch as many as they can.
Yeah.
Get their limit, go home, come back the next day, get their limit. What happened to the fish? I don't know. You went there 5 days in a row? How many pompano do you need in your freezer? Obviously more than you think. And then you wonder why they're gone. That's why nobody gives up their crappie spots.
Right? Because yeah. Pretty soon they're in somebody else's freezer.
Yeah.
Maybe and they'll take every fish right up to their bag limit and then come back and do it again and do it again and do it again.
And then the school's gone. Or they leave to find another school that's got more fish in it for safety purposes and spawning purposes.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar. Let's see. We got Spanish mackerel. Ladyfish. An assortment of different sharks.
Big sharks? Little sharks? Medium sharks?
Mostly little sharks. Bonnet heads, black nose, black tips, sharp nose.
Okay.
That's about it.
None of the bluefish?
Didn't hear of any bluefish.
Boo.
I'm sure there was probably a couple, but I didn't hear of any.
Boofish. All right, turtle and bull bays.
Oh, let's see. Snook, redfish, and those all, again, are out moving water. You got to look for any spots that are a little bit deeper and some fairly good water flow. And they've even been catching a few trout. Most of them are small, but a couple guys actually had a couple days where they got some big trout inside there. And that's the same place where that same guy was hooking all those bigger houndfish.
Okay.
But he had an absolute blast in there with some of the bigger trout that he caught. He caught them up to like 21, I think. 21 inches. But they caught a lot of fish in general. He was just happy to have the rod bent. He didn't keep a single one of them.
Well, there you go. So they're still out there? So somebody else can go keep them, I guess.
Yeah. Probably.
If he didn't feed them to Flipper.
No, he said Flipper wasn't a problem yet.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Okay, snook, reds, trout, anything else in here?
Yes, there's a school of redfish on the bar out front, right at the entrance. So I don't know about that one, how to put that one, but they are starting to show up there. It's not hard to miss. Usually if you get there right at sunrise, there will be at least three boats surrounding it. It's a good way to know when they're there. They all think they're being sneaky, but when they all race each other to the same spot, you know that there's fish there.
Right.
A week ago, you'd have one boat kind of trolling, motoring across it, casting. But when they're sitting there with their power pole down and there's three to five of them, that's the school of redfish.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Just Spanish mackerel.
Lots of Spanish mackerel?
Not a lot, but enough where they're fishable. There were some tarpon right there in that immediate area. They weren't on top of the reef at all, but they were within a quarter mile of it, rolling around pretty good. That's where Richie the other day hooked one of the fish.
Okay.
And then Carl's customer hooked a jewfish, about, I don't know, 20 pounds.
Okay.
Yep.
Fun size?
Out in the open water.
Sure.
I think we were in, I can't remember if it was 12 or 15 feet of water.
They have to hang out somewhere.
Yeah, but the tarpon didn't stay very long. He literally hooked that one fish, and then we looked around, and Carl found him again for a minute, and that was it.
They scampered?
They scampered or disappeared under the sand, something. They disappeared.
Under the sand?
I'm just being facetious, you know that.
Well, I know that, but somebody just heard that and said, really? I didn't know they did that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
pulling a flounder on you.
It's like one of those little slippery dicks. Right down into it. Just a lawn dart.
Hey.
Gasparilla Sound. Slippery dick is a fish, by the way, for you gutter-minded folks. Gasparilla Sound.
Yeah. Look it up. It is really a name for the fish. It's just fun to say. What about it? Where are we at?
For the third time. Gasparilla Sound.
Oh, Gasparilla Sound. Okay. So from devilfish all the way up to catfish, there is at least one school of redfish that has been hanging out there in that 3 to 4 feet of water. There's been a few individual fish up along the shoreline, mostly towards the mouths of the creeks and the main creek of Widden and Catfish. Been some tarpon rolling through there every now and then. Some Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And a few different sharks. Definitely an area where I would be wanting to go and concentrate some of my efforts on. I just get frustrated there because I don't know it well enough. And the boat traffic sometimes makes you a little crazy.
Yeah, there is a lot of traffic through there.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of it is just that. It's
traffic.
Traffic.
They're just going from point A to point B. They run right over you just to go to Turtle Bay when they could have ran 50 yards a different direction and not bothered you. But they got to run right past you when you're out there.
Yep.
It's kind of silly.
Did you mention trout here?
I don't think so.
I don't think you did. Did you mean to?
Nope.
Okay, then. We'll move on.
I appreciate the reminder because it had me thinking for a second there. Did I get any reports on trout? Nope.
Sliding a little north into the Placida area, the pier, the Trestle, Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass.
Well, let's see. Gasparilla Pass has a few mangs in it. Some Spanish mackerel.
Are the mangroves on the...
They're in that deep little hole that's right there, kind of almost dead center between the two islands.
Okay.
And then there's been a few tarpon rolling through that whole area. And then over at the Trestle, they've been getting some snook, a couple of oversized redfish at night. And then some mangrove snapper during the daytime. A couple oddball sharks. And what else? One customer did catch a sheep's head out there. It was one.
Yeah.
But it was a good one. It was like 17, 18 inches, something like that.
We saw a few. There's definitely some down there.
Yeah. That's just funny when people catch them. It's just kind of... I know there are always a few around. It's just always one of those funny things where they like, I caught a sheep's head. Like, okay.
Yes. They get hugely excited because they think they're going to catch 100 more.
Yeah. Nope. Never works out that way.
Well, never say never.
You
just
know what
not
I mean.
This time of year.
Right.
Okie dokie. Let's talk about Lemon Bay. What's happening up that way?
Lemon Bay. Let's see. There's been some redfish up that way. There's a school of redfish actually up that way. A few Spanish mackerel being caught. And then there's been some snook, but closer towards Stump Pass. Wouldn't exactly say it's been gangbusters with the fishing reports.
Where are the Spanish mackerel?
In the Miserable Miles, where I heard of, because that one guy, he likes to troll through there as he's coming through.
Okay. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah. So, he seems to give me the most reports on Spanish mackerel through that area, but he's probably one of the only ones that actually trolls while going through that area.
I think the reason is that most people actually go too fast through there to troll.
Yeah. Yeah, so. They don't pay attention to those signs.
Well, they pay attention, and they slow down, but they just don't slow down to where you're supposed to slow down.
Right. It's kind of funny how that works, huh?
It is. The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
Well, there's been a couple snook there at night. A few mangrove snapper.
Keepers?
Nope, most of them have been small. But a guy did catch 3 whiting off of there the other day fishing on the bottom.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. That brings us out to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's a little tougher one.
Well, yeah.
Between the weather and kids going back to school and everything being, well, not everything, but a lot of stuff being closed that people want. You know, we're spoiled. They closed grouper down. I'm not going out fishing anymore out there. It's like, but you kept a whole lot of lanes and mangroves the last time you were out. What's wrong with those? You know, they're getting those at 10 to 25 miles. Been some yellowtail also out there. Lots of bonita. And that's really about it. It's been pretty quiet. These storms have not helped. And tomorrow we're supposed to get pretty good frog choker, aren't we?
Supposedly, yeah. I mean, they said a 99% chance of rain, which means it's just about definitely going to rain. Whether you are underneath the patch that gets 6 inches or underneath the area that gets 1.25 inches, I don't know. But I think
right.
We're all going to get poured on pretty good.
Yeah, we could all use it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. The Venice jetties.
Well, let's see. Big snook at night.
Lots of big snook at night? A few big snook at night.
Just a few. Not a lot. What else? A couple of Spanish mackerel. And some whiting. And they're getting the whiting on the beach sides of everything, but a couple guys did catch whiting in the actual proper pass.
Okay.
One guy thought he had a world record. I think he said it was like 1.75 pounds or something like that. I mean, in the picture, it looked like a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Well, and you know, there's some of those random croakers that pop up. And
yeah.
People think they caught the world's biggest whiting.
Yeah. No, this one I saw the picture. It was pretty good chunk.
Okay. Moving on. We are at Punta Rasa. No reports until further notice. Do we have further notice?
We have no further notice.
Then no report. Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
No reports here either. Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass has been a little better, but not great. Mangrove snapper, some snook, a couple of whiting on the outside. Some people have been seeing some tarpon. A couple of small to medium sharks, like a six and a half foot bull shark that a guy got. But he did have a lemon shark swim by the boat. He's pretty sure it was a lemon. It just didn't quite look like the nurse sharks that he's seen over the years.
Okay.
So that's what that was his best guess. But he could see the secondary dorsal fin well enough in 4 feet of water. And it was just lollygagging along, not too thrilled about anything. Yeah, that's about it.
Okie doke. How about Boca Grand Pass?
Boca Grand Pass has got some better mangrove snapper in it. Some guys have been catching 13, 14 inches.
Are these coming from the Key Acosta side, or are they coming off of structure?
Coming off of structure, but more towards the Key Acosta side. 35 to 40 feet of water. And then those same guys hooked, I think, 3 tarpon day before yesterday while doing that. Just with little live shrimp on their chicken rig.
Okay.
There's tarpon in there, obviously. Spanish mackerel, a lot of Spanish mackerel through the whole place. Just depends on where the highlight of the tide is at that moment with the bait, but they're from the hill all the way out to the bell buoy. Not too bad. I wouldn't say it's great, but it's not too bad.
Okay. And if you were going to target tarpon?
If I was going to target tarpon, I'd be dropping down squirrelfish or pinfish as my two choices. But I also wouldn't hesitate to try, like, a vertical jig or a bucktail. See what happens with that. But there's definitely fishable numbers in there. Talking to Austin the other day, he said that he went in there, hooked 2 fish, left, and his other buddy, who was one of only the 3 boats that were in the pass, ended up hooking like 4 total.
Okay. Let's talk about surf action, walking the beaches.
That would be my primary thing that I would do personally. Snook, couple of oversized redfish. Depending on the bait, there's been Spanish mackerel moving close to shore. And there's also been tarpon out there. Just finding that spot where the tarpon are at is the tricky part. But from what I've been told, if you find the tarpon, they have been very much cooperative in feeding.
Okay. What are you going to pitch at a tarpon from the sand?
From the sand, a swim bait, or if I could find a pinfish of sizable that I could cast, I'd try that too. But I also wouldn't hesitate to just try plain old cut bait, just cut mullet or cut ladyfish. Let it soak and see what happens. Because I've caught a lot of tarpon on dead bait right on the bottom. Not from the beach, because that would be awesome. I'd be worried about killing it, but it would be super awesome.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely one of the things on a bucket list of things I'd like to do. But that's going to be a thing of opportunity, not something that I'm going to go out and try to do every day.
Right. Mm-mm. When the chance comes, Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Redfish. Been quite a few redfish down in there of assorted sizes, and there's little schools down there from what I'm being told. One of the other areas where the guy the other night at Luigi's told me that he was catching some trout down in there. Forget what marker he said. But he comes out of Cape Coral right down in there, so that's where he likes to fish. He stays close.
Okay.
Older gentleman, doesn't want to go out and beat himself up all day long, but loves to fish.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
The south end of Pine Island Sound, no reports until further notice.
Yep.
The north end of Pine Island Sound between Rat and Cat and Mondongo and Patricio.
Oh, snook. a couple of reds, quite a few tarpon, been a handful of legal trout, and that's it.
Okay, those tarpon actually going to bite down here?
Oh, they have been. I mean, they're not super cooperative. They're still peppered around, but they are getting them down there. Danny's been doing really good on them down there.
What do you feed them?
He's pitching bait busters at them and pinfish. He said they will eat a thread fin, but they're just not as apt to it because the catfish are beating them to the thread fins, so he's not throwing them as much.
Gotcha. And these redfish, are they schooling up down here, or are they under the trees?
Mostly under the trees.
Okay. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
Let's see. Jug Creek. Lots of bait. Handful of trout of assorted sizes. And then there's been a few Spanish mackerel and a couple of bluefish there. The one guy said that the flipper, he said there was two flippers on him the other day that he just could not shake. He'd move, fire up the motor, plow away, and then he'd come back a few minutes later and flipper would still show up.
Sometimes you get popular.
So is it flippers? Or is it flipper?
As far as a plural?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since dolphin can have the plural of dolphin or dolphins, and since porpoise, which these are not, but porpoise can also have the plural of porpoise or porpoises, I guess flipper could probably go either way.
Okay.
Just, I think it's important to make it clear when you're talking about it that you do in fact mean a plural. So a couple of flipper would probably be okay, although slightly confusing.
Yeah. Oh, well. We gave you some thought. We talked about it. It's good.
Yeah, I think that that's more thought than it really required.
Pretty much.
Burnt store and two pines.
Coming from the guy wanting to know how long his optic nerve is.
It was a legitimate question.
Uh-huh. It's a random weird thought of the day. That's like just the most bizarre stuff.
Look, okay. So this is fishing related because it's hammerhead sharks. Hammerhead sharks have better stereoscopic vision because their eyes are further apart. And I was wondering if you could modify the human vision system to set your eyes further apart and get better stereo vision. But of course, you got to make sure that your optic nerve is long enough so that you don't pull it out of place. You don't want to pop it out of the socket. Then you don't see nothing.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know if you could move your eyes a little further outboard and see if you could see better.
It's an interesting thought, but weird.
Then I was thinking about how hammerhead sharks also have their nostrils further apart, which lets them smell in stereo. And I was thinking you could do that experiment more easily because all you have to do is extend your nostrils out, which you can do by just like putting a little rubber hose up each side.
Right.
And then you could have the tips further out. So I could see if I can smell in stereo. And I might try that experiment before I try messing around with placement of my eyeballs.
Or opening your eye sockets to slide them over a little more.
Yeah.
Something.
Yep.
It's just weird.
I know.
Somebody out there is actually listening to this and scratching their head at the same time.
I thought this was a fishing report.
Yeah, this is bizarre stuff, man.
Burnt store and two pines.
Redfish.
Schooling.
Uh-huh. Very good school of redfish.
Are they staying on the bar? Or
they're mostly staying on the bar until five or six knuckleheads get on there, and then they kind of blow apart, and then they're moving just all over the place. There was a couple of pompano down that way and some ladyfish on top of the bar. And that's it. Nothing else too fancy. That would be a fun place to go try night fishing.
Yeah.
Go down there and throw a nice top water or something.
Yeah.
Or even just a spoon would be fine.
I have waded out there at night.
You have?
I have.
You're nuts.
I know.
You bumped your head.
You hear things.
Yeah. You think? I mean, listen to some of those little fish that were popping behind the house the other night. Yep. That'd be just terrifying out there standing in the water at night.
I didn't go too deep.
I don't care. Wasn't You're still a long ways from the bushes.
I wasn't any deeper than mid-thigh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nope.
I had a headlamp.
Not good.
East Side Keys and
Pirate Did you have
Harbor.
It on a swivel looking for gators and all that good stuff on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. I was looking.
Jesus.
I did not see any reptiles of any kind, including snakes, which I was expecting to see snakes on the walk in.
Right.
On the walk out.
You would
there
think.
Were not a one.
Huh. Weird.
And I also did not see any sharks, although I did see way more stingrays than you see during the day.
Right. I can imagine.
East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Well, there's been a few redfish scattered up in there. A couple of little tiny snook. A handful of small trout with a couple of legal-sized trout. And then kind of an assortment of sharks, mostly on the outside of the bar. Most of your better fishing is on the outside of the bar, with the exception of that those few bigger redfish and a few snook. There's also been some juvenile tarpon rolling over there. But
in the canals or?
On the outside, on the bar. And I'm sure they're in Pirate Harbor, but I haven't heard much about Pirate Harbor other than the stuff that's floating around in there.
So no reports from the canals except floating crap.
Floating crap. Floating decomposing leaves. Plus it's just totally hot in there.
I imagine. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
Oh, there's been some trout in there. A couple guys have been catching some trout. And then there's been some...
In the creek, or...?
In the creek. And then we're getting a few big jacks, a couple of drum. One guy did catch a little jewfish in there, too. And he wasn't 100% sure on that one, because to be honest with you, it was brown. It didn't have the cool striping on it. It was pretty much brown.
Okay. Even at a smaller size.
Yeah, it was maybe... It definitely wasn't any bigger than 10 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But there was...
Mutant.
It was just brown.
That is a mutant.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a picture?
Yeah, he had a picture of it.
Do you talk to this person?
I'd probably recognize him again. I mean, he comes in every now and then.
Okay. Well, if you recognize him next time, I would love to see that.
Okay.
Actually, anytime you get a weird fish picture like that, I would love to see that.
Okay.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Did I say the weird little bait fish or whatever that I had a picture of the other day?
I don't remember a weird bait fish.
Okay.
I'll remind you when we finish the place-by-place fishing report, which we're still in the middle of.
I know.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Sounds good. Ponce de Leon Park is small, very small mangrove snapper. A few black drum. A couple of big snook.
Okay.
What else is going on in there? And that's about it.
Now, are they fishing these in the canal entrance there, or has anybody been out on the flat?
They're all just fishing the canal entrance. I don't know anyone that's been fishing the flat.
Oh. So, I'm not sure which porgy that is. That might be a grass porgy.
Almost looks like a hybrid.
Yeah, everything looks like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Until when you're not used to looking at them. I don't think that's a sheep's head porgy, but I'm pretty sure it's a grass porgy. But there are juveniles of other porgies that can be hard to tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I was going with, like, pigfish and pinfish. Had a good time.
Right?
Definitely neat looking.
Yes.
Just all marbled.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, anytime. Just send them right on.
Okay.
PGI canals in Punta Gorda area.
Black drum. A lot of tarpon rolling. And unless you're Mike, you're not going to catch them.
And if you're Mike...
You're still not going to catch them, but it sounds good to say you're catching them.
And you tell everybody, it's super easy to catch them. Just throw a paddle tail.
It's that easy.
Just treat them like ladyfish. Why not?
Yeah, sure. It's like bluegill fishing. Just throw out a piece of bread. Be just fine. Nothing to see here. let's see. There's been a few snook in there, but mostly small. Weird part is I haven't heard of any jacks at all in there. I know they got to be there, but I have not had a single report on jacks probably for a couple weeks now. It's kind of weird. But the black drum are all over in there. Everyone seems to be still hammering them just like they are over in the Port Charlotte canals.
Well, you know.
Hey.
They're there. And they're big.
They're there. It's easy. They're big. They don't have to travel very far. You know, that way I don't have to give them a hard time about where they're catching fish at. All the way down there, you asked me where they're catching fish at, not what was close and convenient. So this is close and convenient, and they're big. So I get it.
The Gilchrist Pier.
Got nothing.
No reports.
No report.
Gator Creek Reef, a.k.a. the Concrete Reef, the 1 Mile Reef, Charlotte Harbor Reef, the 41 Bridge Reef.
Nothing. There's been an occasional tarpon rolling around on it, but nobody's catching anything. And, you know, we talked about how bad it's been, and then we talked about it the other night at the talk. Could be that different outflow of water coming out of Alligator Creek changing some of that, without a doubt.
It could be, but you would still think, with having all that structure down there, even if you didn't have the water flow, or if the water flow changed significantly, you still have very, very good reasons for fish to be there.
Sure, absolutely.
There's got to be more to it than that. That certainly can be playing a part.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I don't think it's a definitive answer. I just think it's a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
But who knows? If it's still like this next year, definitely something's different.
Yeah.
Way off. You know, because we have... a full year or better of that pass being open, because that's actually been about 2 years, right?
I'd have to go back and check to see when they actually cut it through.
But pretty close.
Something like that.
And then you had the hurricane, which was unbelievably changing of some areas fairly significantly. Could it be the combination of those two things? So maybe by next year, if it hasn't settled down and stays like this ghost town that it's been, then definitely have to really start dissecting it more, I think.
Yeah. I concur. The 20-foot holes.
Been some tarpon in them. Lots of catfish. And some bigger bull sharks, like 4 to 6 foot bull sharks. Except for the one captain that got really lucky, and he got like a 7-8 footer out of there the other day. It came up trying to eat his catfish, so he put it on his other big pole. He's one of the few captains that actually keeps a lot of big stuff with him at all times.
Well, that's helpful if you want to catch big fish.
Yeah. This customer ended up catching it.
And if you don't, then don't carry that stuff and you won't have to worry about it.
Right.
We are now to the bait fish report.
Good luck.
Now, you mentioned that there was some bait down at Boquilla area, Jug Creek.
Boquilla, Jug Creek, and Devilfish are the main places where they're catching white bait of any consistency and size. There also has been some pinfish mixed in with some of that. And most of the bait schools that you're seeing out in the center of the harbor and even all the way up to the 41 Bridge, those are thread fins. Some small ones and some big ones. But I had a customer the other day complaining about how they were all dead before he made it a half a mile down the harbor. They just started rolling over on him. And did you have a lot of scales in the bottom of it? Yep. Probably thread fins. He caught them up just above Ponce. Yep. More than likely thread fins.
So how do you tell the difference?
thread fin actually has a little tiny thread for a fin on its dorsal, kind of like a tarpon does.
So it still has a regular dorsal fin, but then there's a thready trailer behind it.
Correct.
So
that's the easiest way to tell it. And then the other one is the scales wipe off easier. Which I don't understand, like a scaled sardine, because the scales stay on that fairly well. They still come off, but it almost implies like the scales are not there, or they come off really easy.
Well, but take a look at something like a Spanish sardine, which Spanish sardine scales come off real easy.
Very.
And are very fine. Mm-hmm. So as opposed to something like a whitebait or scaled sardine, which has much larger, more obvious scales that stay better attached.
Right. Okay. That sounds good.
Anything else going on in the baitfish arena?
No.
No, what happened to our butterfish?
There's a few out there, but I don't know anyone that ever really uses those for bait. Just like the spadefish. There's not much spadefish out there. There were a bunch, and now they're kind of dissipating since that rain.
Okay. And then, of course, people are running into small bait fish all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Real small. Like, some of it you're going to gill in your quarter-inch mesh net. Which, with the water clarity the way it is, there's no reason why you should be even throwing your net on those. You should be able to look at it and kind of tell that it's small stuff. But what do I know?
I don't know. What do you know?
Not much.
Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, puddles, etc.
What areas?
Freshwater.
Oh, freshwater. Moving water. It's in my own little world.
Where'd you go?
Gone. I just went off somewhere. Mike's rubbing off on me.
You could probably file a police report.
The culvert pipes. Any of the spill dams. Shiners are working best on the bass. Trying to think what else is going on out there. That's about it. The bluegill kind of slowed down. Yeah, that's really all I got. A few guys have been throwing frogs in the early mornings and evenings and doing okay on some plastic frogs.
How about the Mayan cichlids, tilapia, anything going on?
I haven't heard anything about them in the freshwater. It's all been on the saltwater side of it. People are seeing them, but it's like a lot of the ponds finally filled back up in the last several days. I mean, look at those ponds on King's Highway this morning.
Mm-hmm.
They perked right back up.
They sure did. All right, the tarpon reports. Do we need a map? I think we do.
Probably do.
I think we do.
Pretty much.
All right. So let's get the map prepped.
None of them are great spots, though.
Well, that's okay. You have your red dots, which are your best chance of hookup. You have your yellow dots, which are 50-50. And then you got your white dots, where you have less than a 50% chance. So is there any place I'm going to put a red dot here on this map?
Boca Grande Pass.
All right.
Because that's red the only dot. Place where they're consistent.
And I'm going to put it right here in Boca Grande Pass. Should I put it right in the middle, up by the hill, or?
Right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle. Boop! There it went. Okay. Yellow dots.
Beaches.
Out off the beaches. How far off the beach? Mile? 2 miles?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get these yellow dots up here.
Some along the intercoastal. Same thing.
Along the intercoastal. Where at?
I would say Pine Island Sound.
Intercoastal Pine Island Sound area. Okay. I'll blop a couple of yellow dots down there. Any yellow dots up around Gasparilla Placida area?
None that I've heard of.
Okay. Am I going to put any more yellow dots anywhere on this map?
Yes.
Where am I going to put them?
The 20-foot hole.
The 20-foot holes. Okay. Boop. Boop and boop.
And by marker 5.
By marker 5. Okay.
Pays point.
And just trying to see. Can't quite see the. Well, that's pretty close to it. So, boop, there we go.
No.
All right.
That's it. That's all I got. All right,
then let's put some white dots.
Nope.
No white dots?
Nope.
None at all?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You want me to put a white dot over here by Gasparilla Pass?
I guess if you want, but they haven't been there super consistent at all.
Well, that's the thing. It's less than 50%.
It's easily.
It's the possibility.
Okay.
Listen, I have to put a white dot someplace, okay? I can't have no white dots.
Okay, what you want.
Unacceptable. Where else can I put a white dot?
That's it. You said you wanted to put up one, so it's fine.
I'm going to put a white dot right here at your house. just to mark it.
Gee, thanks.
Get people to come in the... Boop, there it went.
Yep, wave when you see me.
Probably nobody will see the white dot because it's on a almost white background, but...
Why don't you change that color then?
Because the white dot is supposed to be white. Okay, so now I have to type this out. So Boca Grand Pass is your best shot.
Uh-huh. Definitely, because they're there. They're consistently there. And they're ranging from the hill to the can to 35 feet of water to 70 feet of water.
So even though they're consistently there, they may not be consistently right where you park.
Right.
So you might have to look around a little bit for this fish.
Right.
Okay. So off the beaches.
Off the beaches. If you find those fish, they seem to be cooperating better.
One, two. How far off the beaches are they?
I've heard of them from right on the inside of the trough out to about 2 miles. And they're assorted sizes from 40 pounds to 120 pounds.
And what do they want to eat?
There's a couple of people catching them from shore, catching them on the NLBNs, and Baitbuster and Storm Shad Tail, or Storm Swim Shad, I'm sorry. And then pinfish and squirrelfish. If you can find crabs, you might stand a chance. You know, but I guess from what he was telling me, they're doing good if you can find them.
Okay.
It's just a matter of finding them.
And up in the 20-foot holes?
The 20-foot holes, they're pretty much eating bait busters. And they're very scattered. You gotta find them, and then you'll lose them. Then you just gotta go drive around and find them again. It's pretty frustrating. At least that's the way Wednesday was, but I guess Tuesday was similar, and so was Thursday. Find them. Okay, there they are. Make a bunch of casts. No, got nothing left.
So basically, we're expecting to burn some gas while we chase around after them.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Anything to add to this tarpon report?
Nope.
All right.
I think that pretty much covers it.
I'm going to save this map. Is there anything to add to this report in general?
Not that I can think of, other than that it's just hot and stay hydrated and start getting excited about the schools of redfish that are showing up.
And pay attention to your radar.
Oh, yes. Especially the next couple days.
We've got a storm system that's supposed to be moving through starting tonight and all the way through Sunday and then in through Monday as well.
Nice.
So that thing's trying to develop into a tropical something, which it might do at some point, maybe when it hits the other side of the Gulf of Mexico after it comes past us. So, but the tropics have also been getting busy. There's been a lot of stuff that you can see trying to get fired up out there, so pay attention to that too.
Nice. Great.
Well, you know.
Tis what we don't need.
Tis the season, sir.
It's bull crap.
So, you know, a lot of people think we get closer to fall that hurricane season will be over because the weather will start cooling down. And
nope.
Takes a while for that water to cool down. We're actually just heading into the heart of what is our traditional hurricane season for Florida. So, for all you new residents, that's something to look forward to.
Good luck with that.
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. So why don't you say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.